Alpha Status is a movement, not a brand. It is a burning desire to change for the better. My mission statement in life is to live a great life and set the example along the way. This is Alpha Status Podcast. I don't know why I always fucking get out of breath whenever I say that. But hey, so I was really doing some goal setting right there just a minute ago. It's my day off from work, so I was really trying to set up some goals because I feel like that's one of the areas where I really slip at. I don't ever take a step back and kind of observe my life. Sometimes I get caught up in the trenches, just doing things, boom, 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 acting. And I don't take a step back and strategically plan out my life sometimes. So I was trying to take an opportunity to do that. And I kind of wanted to share with y'all my thoughts on it because I feel like a lot of people are going to agree with me on this, that it's crazy. The things that I've learned as far as goal setting and planning out and then, you know, really taking a step back and looking at your life and strategically planning it. We were never taught these things in school. Let me take a look at the camera while I'm talking. We were never taught a lot of these things in school, which is crazy to me because out of everything we should have been taught in school, don't you think we should have been taught how to plan better, how to plan life a little bit better and how to focus on life? I just feel like, don't get me wrong, I feel like school does have, it's still good to go to school, but I just feel like there's so much stuff in school that it's kind of just bullshit, if I'm being honest. There's so much shit I learned, quote unquote, in school, and I don't remember any of it. I mean, come on now, let's be honest. Who remembers biology? Who remembers chemistry? Who remembers fucking algebra 2? Come on now, and do you use it on the daily? No, you don't. What would have been more important if they would have taught us how to strategically plan your life? So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what Garrett White told me that I'm going to try and start implementing in my life. And I really feel like it's going to help me because it just makes sense. And usually when something makes sense, it's going to help out in life. So he always talks about living by the code, the core, and then the keys to succeed. So I'm going to break this down for y'all. And if y'all are taking notes, I would definitely recommend taking notes on this. Cause this is free game right here. I had to pay for this game right here. So, really pay attention to this. So the code is this: you have to be real, raw, relevant, and you have to be addicted to getting big fucking results. So what I mean by being real, raw, and relevant is, listen, number one, you have to be real with yourself, which means you have to stop lying, because that sounds so simple, but a lot of people lie to themselves on the daily, and it's crazy. Because you know what? I did it again. I'm over here recording and I haven't even hit the damn record button on my YouTube account. That's crazy. Okay. Anyway, hey y'all. There we go. We're in the middle of the podcast. I forgot to hit the record button again. Boom. So this is where we're at. So we're living by the code, right? So the code is this: real, raw, relevant results, right? So number one, you gotta be real with yourself. You gotta stop lying to yourself. And that's easy to say, but so many people lie to themselves. I know I used to lie to myself all the time. Life is fine. Life is good. No, the fuck it wasn't. Life was never good. When I was living in Atlanta, life was not good. You know why? Because I was not living with a purpose. I was lying to myself. Oh, it's okay. I'm just kind of living life. No, that's not okay to live like that. I was not okay in my love life. I was not okay in health. I was not okay in wealth. And I'm still not. I cannot sit here and lie to myself. And you shouldn't either. If you're not making, over $120,000 a year, on the wealth scale from 1 to 10, you are nowhere near a 10. So do not rate yourself a 10. You have to be real with yourself. So that's the number one part of the code. You have to be real with yourself. The next part is you have to be raw. So it's not enough just to be real with yourself. You have to be raw with your fucking feelings and how it makes you feel. How does it make you feel to not be winning in a certain area of life? You have to take that and be real fucking raw with it. And you have to be okay with it. You have to take that feeling and you have to feel it all the way through. So number one is be real with yourself. Number two is be raw with your feelings. It's okay to feel a certain type of way when you're losing in life. That is what motivates us to get even better. Fear can be used as a motivator to be courageous. So real, raw, and then you have to get really fucking relevant. So when I say relevant, I mean, for example, if you're only making, let's say, $30,000 a year and you want to get real fucking relevant, okay, what skill do I want to learn? Do I need to learn in order to make more money? What do I need to focus on in order to make more money? You have to be relevant. And then you have to be addicted to getting big fucking results. All right. So I'm back recording again, and what I was saying is you have to be addicted to getting big fucking results. So what I mean by that is you have to be able to track and measure your results. So what he's talking about in this is, like, you know, you can't be real, raw, and relevant and then not track your results. And week by week, you just don't get better, and you're not improving, and this and that. And I found myself doing this. Like, for example, over the past, I would say 6 months, if I'm being real fucking raw and relevant, I'm in the same spot. I'm a little better, but I could have been doing so much better because I haven't been setting goals for myself, really. I mean, I have, but I haven't taken a step back to really take a look at those goals and say, hey, am I hitting them? I've been making bullshit excuses. I'm too busy. This and that. I've been taking naps and doing dumb shit. And I could be so much better in this area. And that's why it's one of the things I really want to talk about, because I know if I'm struggling with it, I know I'm not the only one. So that's living by the code. Real, raw, relevant, and getting big fucking results. And I would say, if you're listening to this, this is what you need to be doing on the daily. Wake up in the morning, get real with yourself. Where the fuck am I at in life? In health, wealth, love, and happiness. Where the fuck am I at? On a scale from 1 to 10, rate it. That's one of the things Ty Lopez taught me. He's like, rate your life on a scale from 1 to 10 and be really fucking real with it. Are you a 10? Because if you're not a 10, you need to get to work. And I need to get to work because I'm not a 10 in any area of life. So raw, get raw with your feelings. How does it make you feel? It fucking pisses me off. I'm not a fucking 10 and it makes me mad. Because you know why it makes me mad? Because I want to inspire. First of all, I want to live a great life. And then number two, I want to help inspire other people. How the fuck am I going to inspire people if I'm not a 10? I need to be a 10. Because being a 10 and being the example is the best way to inspire other people. Just let your presence be a present. You know, I'm sitting here making videos, but if I was a goddamn millionaire and I had Lamborghinis and I had an amazing marriage and I had, I was fucking jacked, I was a physical specimen and I was winning in every single category in life like a 10, my presence would just be a present. I wouldn't even have to work hard at motivating and inspiring people, you know? So that's the big one for me. And then after that, he talks about living by the core four, which is health, wealth, love, and happiness. Garrett White calls it body, being, balance, and business, which is kind of a little bit more of a masculine way to say it. Sometimes when I say health, wealth, love, and happiness, these motherfucking guys be looking at me like, bro, why are you talking about love and happiness, bro? That's weird. Body, being, balance, and business. If you too hard for yourself and you're too masculine for yourself, sounds a little bit better. So he's talking about in each area of life. Body, being, balance, and business, you have to keep track of, you have to hit your core four before you hit the door so you can go to war. So when you're living by the core and body, you focus on fitness and fuel. You need to get active. You need to drink a green smoothie. He's who I got a green smoothie from. And then you need to fuel your body. So fitness and fuel is going to be for body. And then being is going to be, getting spiritually aligned with yourself, which is going to be meditation and some type of journaling. And then for business, it's going to be discover and declare. So in every single area of business, and I have it written down on my whiteboard right here in the back, you have four areas in the business, which is marketing, sales, system, and leadership. And every single day you need to be discovering something new on how you can help grow that business, and then you need to be declaring it. And when I say declare, you need to be teaching it either to somebody in your business or Snapchat or whoever it may be. You have to declare it, because when you teach something, you start to own it. And then body, being, balance, and business. Which one? Balance. So balance is going to be investing into your family. So the daily text is something I also got from Garrett White. And then it's going to be power focused me time, which is all about challenging your thoughts. And I would definitely encourage this, because I feel like some people are too goddamn hard headed, and that's what holds them back in life. And sometimes I'm hard headed too. I'm not going to lie. And that stunts my growth too. I'm not super hard headed. I'm pretty damn coachable, just because I know I don't know everything. But I see motherfuckers all the time. They swear they know everything, and they're not fucking coachable, and that holds them back. Because if you're not coachable, nobody wants to teach you shit. If you don't listen, if you feel like you know everything, even if somebody knows something that could add value to your life, they're not gonna fucking teach you because they don't want to. You fucking swear you know everything. So you have to be open, and you have to challenge your thoughts. Why do you feel like you know everything? You don't. Listen to very smart people, I would say. It's a big one. So we're living by the code, real, raw, relevant, getting big fucking results. And then we hit our core four before we hit the doors so we can go to war. And the core four is body, being, balance, and business. And then after that, we're going into the keys in business. And that is how you create big shit. And this is the area where I struggle at. So definitely, I would say, if you're taking notes, continue to take notes on this, because this has been big for me. So the four keys is what, why, when, and how. I have to hit stop recording real quick. I'll be right back, guys. All right, so I'm back. So now we're going to the keys, what, why, when, and how. So this is all about figuring out your one thing. So he talks about a 90-day impossible plan. I'm not going to dive into that too much, but just know in 90 days, you need to make a plan that you can measure that's going to fucking challenge you to become a better person. He talks about this, and it's something that like I said, I've struggled on, man, because I'm such an action type person. Like, my personality is so action that I fucking hate planning. Like, sitting back and making a plan is just like, I don't know, it's just my weakness. But taking action, I'm just go. I'm really good at that. But like I said, this is something that I'm looking to improve on, because it's really what's holding me back, because I don't sit back and take a look at my life and strategically plan it like I should. So what is your one thing? So what is the one thing that I want to accomplish this week? So, for example, for me, I'm going to let y'all on a little bit of what is the one thing I want to do for business, for me, for Alpha Status. So one of the biggest things I want to work on is marketing. So my what is, I want to work on my marketing and spread the word a little bit more on what Alpha Status is and what it's about. So for my why, after I answer my what, it's all about answering my why. So why is that important? So you're going to say what is important, you're going to say why is important, because if you don't answer the fucking why, you're not going to stay committed to it. So why is all about, why is spreading the movement important to me? Spreading the movement is important to me because, one, whenever people find out that I'm down to learn and I want to grow, more people are down to fucking teach me cool shit, and I'm always down to learn cool shit. And then the next one is going to be when. So you got to schedule, because whenever you schedule in something, you make it real. If you don't schedule it, good chance you're not going to do it. So you're going to schedule when you're going to do it and then how you're going to do it. So I'm going to work on marketing. I might say when I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it at 6 a.m. in the morning tomorrow. I'm going to sit down, and how am I going to do it? I'm going to have my laptop. I'm going to have my phone. I'm going to reach out to people, and I'm going to send people messages, motivating messages that tell what Alpha Status is, what it's about. And I'm going to contact people that I think would be interested in the movement. So that's my what, why, when, and how. My one thing for the week is, this week I'm going to work on marketing, and I want to reach out to 100 people. 100 people I want to reach out to and tell them about Alpha Status and kind of break down what it is. All right, that is my one thing for the goal within business. So those are the keys, what, why, when, and how. Now tell me a motherfucking class in school that taught you how to do that. We live by the code, real, raw, relevant. We get big fucking results. We hit our core four before we hit the door, so we can go to war, which is all about body, being, balance, and business. We're going to get a point in each one of those areas. And after that, when we do get to our business, we're going to fucking live in our business by the key four, which is what, why, when, and how. Free game. Free game. Just so y'all know, I had to pay for that. Garrett White shit is not free. He's a very successful businessman. He helps other CEOs do better in life. So I would definitely recommend his book. So I have his book right here. Give me just a second. So he has a book right here called Be the Man. So it says, Stop Lying, Start Leading Today. Be the Man, very, very good book where he breaks down all of this. And then the other book that he's going to send with it as well, it's called Warrior Book. It is how to master the art and science of having it all. Because as a man, what I feel like Alpha Status is all about is living your dream life, bringing that to fruition, and inspiring other people along the way to do the same. Being the guiding light. Being an alpha is about being a guiding light. It is not about having big muscles. It is not about having... as a guys always want to have a dick swinging competition. My dick is bigger than yours. It's not about that. Alpha Status is about being a guiding light. All right. So in that, you probably will get big muscles if you're working out and you're being healthy. And in that, you probably will have a great love life and this and that. But it's about being a guiding light, shining for others. So with that being said, I'm about to go cook some chicken and some asparagus and some sweet potato fries. So I just wanted to make that podcast real quick because... Yeah, I feel like that's a lot of value for you right there. So just a recap, the code is real, raw, relevant, and big fucking results. The core four is body, being, balance, and business. And then we live by the keys, which is what, why, when, and how. And that is how you plan out your life. You sit back and what he calls the general's tent. And you create life exactly how you want it. So they never taught us that at school. I wanted to teach that to y'all real quick. So hope y'all found some value in this. Please like and subscribe. Follow me on Snap, JordanShane23, Instagram is Alpha Status Warriors. And yeah, let's get to it, man. Live your life like an alpha today. Bada boom, bada bang, da bam.